ლაბარაკობს რადიო თავისუფლება პრაღიდან. გამარჯობა, თბილისის დროით საღამოს 7 საათზე ახალი ამბის გამოშვებით პირდაპირ ეთერში დაბრუნდა აკობა ლიკლიკაძე. თავდაპირველად დღის უმთავრეს ახალ ამბებს გაგაცნოთ. შეერთებული შტატების ვიცე-პრეზიდენტი კიევში ჩავიდა. აზერბაიჯანელ ჟურნალისტს ბრალს დებენ სახელმწიფოს ღალატში. საქართველოს შეარაღებულ ძალებში დასრულდა გამოკვლევა 2008 წლის აგვისტოს ომის თაობაზე. შეერთებული შტატების ვიცე-პრეზიდენტი ჯოზეფ ბაიდენი ორშაბათს უკრაინაში ჩავიდა. ორდღიანი ვიზიტის ფარგლებში ჯოზეფ ბაიდენი 22 აპრილს პრეზიდენტის მოვალეობის შემსრულებელ ალექსანდრ ტურჩინოვსა და მოქმედ პრემიერ-მინისტრ არსენი იაცენიუკს შეხვდება. კიევში ბაიდენის ვიზიტს უკრაინელი ხალხისა და გარდამავალი მთავრობისათვის შეერთებული შტატების მტკიცე მხარდაჭერის გამოხატულებად მიიჩნევენ. ცნობილია, რომ ბაიდენი უკრაინაში იმშელებს საერთაშორისო თანამეგობრობის როლზე ქვეყნის ეკონომიკის სტაბილიზაციისა და გაძლიერების ხელშეწყობაში და ასევე ვითარებაზე უკრაინის აღმოსავლეთში. რუსეთის პრეზიდენტმა ვლადიმერ პუტინმა ხელი მოაწერა ყილიმელი თათრებისა და სტალინის პერიოდის სხვა რეპრესირებული ხალხების რეაბილიტაციის შესახებ განკარგულებას. სარგებლობ შემთხვევით და მსურს გაცნობოთ, რომ ხელი მოაწერა განკარგულებას ყილიმელი თათრების, სომხების, გერმანელების, ბერძნებისა და ყველა იმ ხალხების რეაბილიტაციის თაობაზე, ვინც სტალინის პერიოდის რეპრესიების შედეგად დაზარალდა, განაცხადა ვლადიმერ პუტინმა რუსეთის სახელმწიფო სათათბიროს დუმის სესიაზე სხდომაზე სიტყვით გამოსვლისას. რუსეთის საგარეო საქმეთა მინისტრი ჟენევის დეკლარაციის პირობების დარღვევაში ადანაშაულებს უკრაინის დროებით ხელისუფლებას, რომელიც სერგეი ლავროვის თქმით ან უუნაროა, ან არ სურს აკონტროლოს აღმოსავლეთ უკრაინაში მოქმედი შეიარაღებული დაჯგუფებები.
ეს არის დანაშაული, რომელიც აძლევს ხელს იმას, ვისაც სურს ხაზი გადაუსვას ჟენევის შეთანხმებებს. და ყველაფერი კი იმაზე მიანიშნებს, რომ კიევის ხელისუფლება უუნაროა, ან და არ სურს ექსტრემისტების კონტროლი, რომლებიც აგრძელებენ და აგრძელებენ მუსიკის შეკვეთას.
21 აპრილის გამართულ პრესკონფერენციაზე რუსეთის საგარეო საქმეთა მინისტრმა დაგმო აღმოსავლეთ უკრაინის ქალაქ სლავიანსკში შაბათს მომხდარი სისხლიანი თავდასხმა და მასზე პასუხისმგებლობა ძალადობის გზით კიევში ხელისუფლებაში მოკალათებულ პირებს და მათ მხარდამჭერებს დააკისრა. სირიაში მომდევნო საპრეზიდენტო არჩევნები 3 ივნის ჩატარდება. ტელეკომპანია ალ არაბია ცნობით 21 აპრილს ამის თაობაზე პარლამენტის თავმჯდომარე მოჰამედ ალ ლაჰამმა განაცხადა, რომლის თქმითაც საპრეზიდენტო არჩევნები 3 ივნის დილის 7-დან საღამოს 7 საათამდე ჩატარდება და მასში მონაწილეობის უფლება სირიაში მცხოვრებ ყველა მოქალაქეს ექნება. სირიაში საპრეზიდენტო არჩევნები იმართება იმ ფონზე, როდესაც სამთავრობო ჯარები წარმატებას აღწევენ ქვეყანაში მიმდინარე სამოქალაქო ომში, რასაც 3 წლის განმავლობაში 150,000 ადამიანის სიცოცხლე შეეწირა. 10 კაცი დაიღუპა ცენტრალურ ერაყში პოლიციის საგუშაგოსთან თვითმკვლელი მოიარიშის მიერ ორშაბათს განხორციელებული აფეთქების შედეგად. ინციდენტისას დაიჭრა 25 კაცი. კვირას თვითმკვლელი ტერორისტის მიერ მოწყობილ აფეთქებას ბაღდადის უნივერსიტეტთან 16 კაცი ემსხვერპლა. ასეთი ძალადობის ფონია კარს მომდგარი საპარლამენტო არჩევნები, რომელიც ერაყში 30 აპრილს გაიმართება და მთავარი გამოსვლა იქნება ქვეყნის უსაფრთხოებისათვის. საპარლამენტო არჩევნები ერაყში პირველია მას შემდეგ, რაც 2011 წელს ქვეყანა შეერთებული შტატების სამხედრო ძალებმა დატოვეს. ცნობილი აზერბაიჯანელი ჟურნალისტი რაურ მირკადიროვი, რომელიც შაბათს თურქეთიდან იქნა დეპორტირებული, აზერბაიჯანში ბაქოში ჩასვლისთანავე დააპატიმრეს და სახელმწიფო ღალატისათვის წაუყენეს ბრალი. ჟურნალისტის ადვოკატი ფუად აგაევი აცხადებს, რომ მისი დაცვის ქვეშ მყოფი აზერბაიჯანის უშიშროების სამინისტროს საგამოძიებო იზოლატორში იმყოფება. რუსულენოვან ზერკალოს თანამშრომელი რაურ მირკადიროვი აზერბაიჯანისა და თურქეთის ხელისუფლების აკრიტიკებდა რამდენიმე წლის განმავლობაში. იგი თურქეთში ცხოვრობდა. რაუფ მირკადიროვს კონკრეტულად ადანაშაულებენ აზერბაიჯანის ხელისუფლების ნებართვის გარეშე სომხეთში ჩასვლისა და იქ შეხვედრების გამართვის გამო. ერთი ცნობა საქართველოდან. საქართველოს შეარაღებული ძალების გენერალური შტაბის მიერ შექმნილმა ჯგუფმა დაასრულა 2008 წლის რუსეთ-საქართველოს აგვისტოს ომის დროს სამხედრო ნაწილებისა და სამეთაურო შემადგენლობის მოქმედების შესწავლა და შესაბამისი კვლევის შედეგებს აპრილის ბოლოს წარუდგენს მთავრობას. დოკუმენტი გასაიდუმლოებულია, თუმცა შესაძლებელია მისი ნაწილის განსაჯაროება ხელისუფლების ნებართვის შედეგად, განაცხადა თავდაცვის მინისტრმა ირაკლი ალასანიამ. თქვენ მოისმინეთ ახალი ამბების გამოშვება, რომელიც კობალი კლიკაძემ გაგაცნოთ.
It's Border Crossings with Larry London from VOA Music Mix.
Happy Monday. Welcome to our program. My name is Larry London, and it's nice to meet you and nice to have you with us once again for the next hour. And we've got a lot of great requests to play for you, too. So hang around as we begin another Border Crossings adventure here on The Voice of America. We'll start off with Monica's request. Monica listens in Kuwait, and this is one of the all-time classic rock favorites. This is from Journey. It's called Don't Stop Believin' on Border Crossings. Crossings and the band Journey, as our journey has just begun, and that is called Don't Stop Believin' from 1981's Escape album, and that is from a band that have given us 18 top 40 singles over the years, and that is one of them. Now, the band has a new lead singer. Steve Perry left the group In about 2001, he decided to leave the group. And they had one replacement who became the lead singer, and then he lasted a short time. Now they have this young kid, and I say young, he's 46, from Manila in the Philippines, who replaced Steve Perry, replaced the guy who replaced Steve Perry, as the voice of Journey, sounding great. Now, there was a time that Arnel Pineda was singing for his paycheck at Shakey's Pizza in downtown Manila. And now he's on stage with one of the great rock bands of all time, Journey. And that is a request from Monica, who's listening in Kuwait. It's Border Crossings time again. If you'd like to join us, 202-619-2077 is our studio number. Again, it's 202-619-2077. And Vince will take your request and your dedication if you have one. If you'd like to join us on Facebook, go to facebook.com/VOA Larry London. And you can also email bordercrossings@voa.gov. Coming up, country music favorite. And apparently, Jayadev Kisan is a big fan in India. Jayadev sent an email to us and said, my baby boy's birthday falls on the 21st. And he will be 1 year old. So happy birthday to Jayadev Kisan's little baby boy. He says, I want a special song dedicated to my sweet baby. He doesn't mention what his baby's name is, so I can't say happy birthday to the baby, but I will say to little Kisan. How about that? Here is your request. This is Brad Paisley. Anything Like Me on Border Crossings.
I remember saying, I don't care either way. Just as long as he or she is healthy, I'm okay. And then the doctor pointed to the corner of the screen and said, you see that thing right there? Well, you know what that means. I started wondering who he was gonna be. And I thought, heaven help us if he's anything like me. Probably climb a tree too tall and ride his bike too fast. End up every summer wearing something in a cast. He's gonna throw a ball and break some glass in a window down the street. He's gonna get in trouble, he's gonna get in fights. I'm gonna lose my temper and some sleep. It's safe to say that I'm gonna get my payback if he's anything like me. I can see him right now, knees all skinned up with a magnifying glass trying to melt the Tonka truck. Won't he be a sight with his football helmet on? That'll be his first love till his first love comes along. He'll get his heart broke by the time he's in his teens. And heaven help him if he's anything like me. He'll probably stay out too late and drive his car too fast. Get a speeding ticket, he'll pay for mowing grass. He's gonna get caught skipping class, be grounded for a week. He's gonna get in trouble, we're gonna get in fights. I'm gonna lose my temper and some sleep. It's safe to say that gonna get my payback if he's anything like me. He's gonna love me and hate me along the way. Mama, he's gonna shake my hand. He's gonna act like he can't wait to leave. But as he drives out, he'll cry his eyes out if he's anything like me. Worse folks to be like, oh, he'll be all right if he's anything like me.
Border Crossings, and a request from Rahul Parikh, and that is the late J.J. Cale, who passed away last year at age 74. That song features Eric Clapton. It's called Ride the River. For Rahul, tuned into our show today. Thanks for listening to Border Crossings. Hope you enjoy all the music we're playing for you. You've asked for it, so you get it here for an hour each and every day during the week. Many ways to make your request. You can call us if you'd like, 202-619-2077. The phone number works for the hour that we're here live in the studio to answer the calls, and that is 1500 Universal. Monday through Friday, 202-619-2077. Feel free to send an email around the clock to Border Crossings. There's an S at the end there, Border Crossings, at voa.gov. And you can go to Twitter.com, send a tweet to BCVOA, or Facebook.com/VOA Larry London. Some new friends. Al Ghirani has joined us, so hello to Al Ghirani. Eisenhower's listening, Ryan, Ibrahim, Gary, Evelyn, Jai, Hafazu, Aminu, and Bobby are all new members of our show. So we welcome you to Border Crossings, and thank you for signing up and fanning our page. You can go to Facebook.com/VOA Larry London and click on like or fan, and then join the ranks of those who have done just like that. Thanks for tuning into the program. Coming up next, a request from Azhar, who is tuned in regularly in India, and he sent me a message to say, hey, I just got over a fever. A lot of people getting this virus bug that's been going around. I know my 14-year-old daughter was sick over the weekend. So a lot of people are getting this virus. It doesn't last more than a day or two, thankfully. But I hope, Azhar, that you get well quickly. Bobby Cherian is listening in Kuwait, and Desiree is tuned in as well. So here's your request, Azhar. Thanks for joining us. It's for Sahir Sohail, and it is Michael Jackson's Earth Song on Border Crossings. Don't forget, Michael fans, you'll want to get that new album coming out on May 13th, which is called Escape. And Michael's new album apparently has 8 brand new songs on it, so I'm told. So as soon as we crank up the old jukebox, we'll get a Michael Jackson song on for you in just a couple minutes. But first of all, here is Bruno Mars by request on Border Crossings from Mohammed Afnan Raza. Thanks for listening.
It's a beautiful night. Cash we can blow, shots of patrol, and it's on, girl. Don't say no, 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 no. Just say yeah, 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 yeah. And we'll go, 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 go. If you're ready, like I'm ready, 'cause it's a beautiful. It's a beautiful.
Is it the look in your eyes? Or is it this dancing juice? Who cares, baby? I think I wanna marry you.
Border Crossings, VOA.
Said we were to gain. What about killing fields? Is there a time? What about all the things that you said was yours and mine? Did you ever stop to notice all the blood we shed before? Did you ever stop to notice this crying earth, this weeping shore? We've done. What about all the peace that you pledged your only son? What about flowering fields? Is there a time? What about all the dreams that you said was yours and mine? Did you ever stop to notice all the children dead before? Did you ever stop to notice this crying earth as we make sure?
Michael Jackson on Border Crossings and the Earth Song. What about us? That's what I want to know. Hey, thanks for listening to our show, Border Crossings in Your Ears, each and every day for an hour. If you'd like to join, call 202-619-2077, and we'll be sure and get your requests and dedications on the air. We've got a lot of guests coming up on the program in the near future. Tom Principato, Sharon Corr, Linkin Park, Carmen, Little Mix, Stephen Marley, Switchfoot. They'll all be joining us right here on this program. And also starting on Monday, May 5th, we begin a month-long Now, That's What I Call Music Volume 50 CD giveaway. So all of that's coming your way very, very soon here on Border Crossings. Glad you're with us. All right, coming up next, Mohammed Afnan Raza wants us to play this next song. And we've also got a request from our friends in Uganda as well, Tom Cares. So thank you both for listening to Border Crossings. It's Pink and Nate Roos and Just Give Me a Reason.
From the start, you were a thief, you stole my heart, and I, your willing victim. I let you see the parts of me that weren't all that pretty, and with every touch, you fixed them. Now you've been talking in your sleep, oh, things you never say to me, oh, tell me that you've had enough of our love, our love.
never say never. Never, never, never. Pick it up. When your heart's under attack, gonna give everything I have. It's my destiny. This power, I never thought that I could feel this free. I'm strong enough to climb the highest tower, and I'm fast enough to run across the sea. Ooh. And there's just no turning back. Oh, no. When your heart's under attack.
Longer than me, but he ain't on a JB song with me. I be trying to chill, they be trying to side with a thrill. No pun intended, was raised by the power of will. Like Luke with the force, if push comes to shove. Like Kobe in the fourth, ice water, let blood go. Gotta be the best, and yes, with the flyers. Like David and Goliath, I conquered the giant. So now I got the world in my hand. I was born from two stars, so the moon's right.
Never say never. Oh, I said it. That is Justin Bieber on Border Crossings, a request from Omar in Kuwait. Hello, Omar. Thanks for the request on Border Crossings. We're glad you're with us. Some Justin Bieber news. First of all, Justin, you know, he say what you will about him. He's a tremendously talented kid, but he's got to get his head on straight. He does some things that defy explanation. Drake has been very vocal recently about not liking people. Jay-Z, Justin Bieber's on the list. Drake has, you know, said some negative things about some people. So what does Justin do? He goes and attends Drake's album release party just to create some controversy. He knows the guy doesn't like him, but he shows up anyway and says, here I am, kind of take away the attention from Drake and his album. So that doesn't sit well. According to MTV, that doesn't sit well. Now, here's something else that I read in the news this morning that was posted on the internet. Apparently, there was a petition circulating to get Justin Bieber deported, sent back to Canada. And whoever's behind this movement managed to get 275,000 people to sign this petition. And they sent it to the White House, right to the president. And the White House responded, no comment. So that's the word back. You're not going to be sent home, not going to be sent packing back to Canada. So that's the way that sits. Justin Bieber, never say never. Omar, thanks for listening to our show. I'd like to say hello to some folks on Facebook if I can. Can I? Okay, thank you. Right now, we'll say hello to Robin Voren, who's listening in Kampala and made a request, which we'll get to. Marvi Aman listens to us in Pakistan, and Shukriya to you. El Falal Falalu Babada is listening and sent me some creative artwork. This is a beautiful photo. I'm not sure exactly what it is. Could be an album cover. Could be a photo in a museum. Looks like a bunch of animals forming a man's face. So very cool. Evelyn Sono is listening, and she said, play that young lady from Malaysia. I assume she means Yuna, who was on the show recently, so we'll get her on for you, Evelyn. Thank you. Fatih Ha is listening to us, said good luck. Rocker Aaron is listening. Len Ngisi tunes in regularly. We got Noy Yeldal, who joins us as well on our Facebook page and made a request. Etienne Habumugisha checks in from Rwanda. He says he's got my name on his cell phone. He took a photo of his cell phone with my name on it. I never got a phone call from you or text message, so I don't know, but I see my name on your phone. And also, he wanted to let me know that his real name, or Etienne, is actually Stephen in English, which I didn't know. So, Etienne, thank you for helping me with your name. Stephen is certainly easier for me to say than Etienne, but hey, what the heck? I appreciate your support. Saidu Muhammad Ali joins us all the time, and we're glad he does. Amar Henry is listening and says, hello, Larry. The show's always locked on. And Amy Francis Kohler is in the Peace Corps in Zambia and said, we are celebrating the end of the rainy season. Rain is a good thing. And that's also the name of a Luke Bryan song that she requested. So, Amy, thank you, and everybody in the Peace Corps in Zambia for listening. We're so happy to have you tuned in to our show. Vikram sent us a request, and we're going to play it for him right now. This is the team of Shakira and Rihanna. Rihanna is going to be in a movie. She's going to be the voice character in a new DreamWorks animated film called Home, which is opening up in November. She plays a little purple character named Tip. So that's coming out. Here's Shakira and Rihanna for Vikram. This is Can't Remember to Forget You on Border Crossings.
Give my
Border Crossings, and who could forget Shakira? She is absolutely gorgeous, and she's teaming up with another beautiful super starlet, Rihanna. The song is called Can't Remember to Forget You on Border Crossings. Now, speaking of Shakira, she has been, this past season, a very popular and, based on the judging, albeit successful judge on The Voice, which I hear is America's number one rated TV show. So, by the way, very successful. This is coming to an end now because Shakira's contract is coming to an end as a judge, as a coach. And Christina Aguilera is not coming back anytime soon because she's pregnant and she's engaged. So there is talk on the street right now that negotiations are underway with Gwen Stefani to be in the judge's chair next season because Christina Aguilera will return in the following season. But the new season begins filming in June, so they have to figure out who's going to be the judge, because Shakira's got her album out and a tour and other obligations, so she can't stay on the show again. So they'll work it out. Gwen Stefani's right now the leading contender, and if she agrees to the terms, then she'll be on the panel. All right, this is Border Crossings. Here's a request from Mohammed in Somaliland, listening to The Voice of America. Where is the love?
What's up? This is the Black Eyed Peas, and you're listening to our boy, Larry London, LL.
All the folk yelling, people dying, children hurt, and you hear them crying. Can you practice what you preach, and would you turn the other cheek? Father, 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 help us, send some guidance from above. These people got me questioning, where is the love?
What's wrong with the world, mama? People living like mama. I think the whole world's addicted to the drama. Only attracted to things that'll bring the trauma. Overseas, yeah, we trying to stop terrorism. But we still got terrorists here living in the USA, the big CIA. The Bloods and the Crips and the KKK. But if you only have love for your own race, then you only leave space to discriminate. And to discriminate only generates hate. And when you hate, then you're bound to get irate. Yeah, madness is what you demonstrate. And that's exactly how anger works. Operates. Man, you gotta have love just to set it straight. Take control of your mind and meditate. Let your soul gravitate to the love, y'all.
People killing, people dying, children hurt and you hear them crying. Can you practice what you preach and would you turn the other cheek? Father, 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 help us. Send some guidance from above. Cause people got me questioning. Where is the love?
Always in change. New days are strange. Is the world insane? If love and peace are so strong, why are the pieces of love that don't belong? Nations dropping bombs. Chemical gases filling lungs of little ones with ongoing suffering. As the youth are young, so ask yourself, is the loving really gone? So I could ask myself, really what is going wrong in this world that we living in? People keep on giving in, making wrong decisions, only visions of them dividends. Not respecting each other, denies thy brother. A war's going on, but the reason's undercover. The truth is kept secret. It's swept under the rug. If you never know truth, then you never know love. Where's the love, y'all? Come on.
I don't know.
Where's the truth, y'all? Come on.
I don't know.
Where's the love, y'all?
People killing, people dying, children hurt and you hear them crying. Can you practice what you preach? And would you turn the other cheek? Father, 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 help us. Send some guidance from above. Cause people got me questioning. Where is the love?
World on my shoulder. As I'm getting older, your people gets colder. Most of us only care about money making. Selfishness got us following the wrong direction. Wrong information always shown by the media. Negative images is the main criteria. Infecting the young minds faster than bacteria. Kids wanna act like what they see in the cinemas, yeah. Whatever happened to the values of humanity? Whatever happened to the fairness and equality? Instead of spreading love, we're spreading animosity. Lack of understanding leading us away from unity. That's the reason why sometimes I'm feeling under. That's the reason why sometimes I'm feeling down. It's no wonder why sometimes I'm feeling under. Gotta keep my faith alive till love is found.
People killing, people dying, children hurt and you hear them crying. Can you practice what you preach? And would you turn the other cheek? Father, Father, Father,
Crossings, where is the love? I'm always looking for my other sock, so I might as well look for the love, too. That's the Black Eyed Peas on Border Crossings. I'm Larry London. Thank you for listening to our show. Email us and let us know what we can play for you and give us 3 to 5 days notice. It's bordercrossings@voa.gov. And all right, coming up, They Are So Hot. From Australia, they are so hot that they were asked to be the opening act with One Direction on One Direction's tour. And this is a request for Nora, who listens in Kuwait. The group is called 5 Seconds of Summer. And this song that I'm about to play for you is so big and so huge and so hot, within 2 days of coming out, it was number one in 39 countries, including Argentina, Australia, Brazil, Spain, Malaysia, New Zealand, and the UK. That's how hot these guys are. 5 Seconds of Summer, and She Looks So Perfect.
Swim, you'll drown, but don't move, honey.
Crossings and the new boy band from Australia, 5 Seconds of Summer, and the title track from their new EP, which is called She Looks So Perfect. The EP is already in the top 5 on the Billboard album charts. Doing very, very well. It's hard to unfreeze Frozen, though. That album's been there forever. Forever. I think it's tied with the Lion King soundtrack already for the most weeks at number one. Yeah, so, wow. Hey, thanks for listening to Border Crossings. I'm Larry London. Appreciate all your support. The email, the phone calls, the letters, the cards, the faxes, the stones you throw at me, whatever. I love hearing from you one way or another. So thank you very much. Keep it up. Our email address is bordercrossings@voa.gov. You can go to facebook.com/VOA Larry London and check in with us there as well. We'll be back tomorrow at 1500 Universal with another hour of requests and dedications as we ease into another week. Thanks to Big Al for all your hard work behind the board there. And thanks to Mary and Vince as well. And you too. I'm Larry London. This is Border Crossings on the VOA Music Mix Network.
Larry's on Twitter. Follow him at BCVOA.
Bring it on down.